Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya, guselkumab, can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
If your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching!
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Off the ball. GAA.
Dublin are more vulnerable now that Brian Fenton is gone. And then I was thinking back, geez, the last game Brian Fenton missed for Dublin was the open round of the Leinster Championship against Meath when they absolutely tanked them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Little Ward joining us here at the 2025 Little Ladies National Football League's launch. I'm cool just looking at you here in the shorts.
Thanks a million for having me. It's been a great day so far, really insightful, and loads of great work done again by Lidl, and looking forward to the year ahead.
Absolutely, as per lots of great research done by Lidl into the general perception of the Irish public into women's sport as a whole and also ladies Gaelic football, there's plenty of from women's sport, but people across sport here today supporting. Does that speak to just how much everybody is trying to get behind ladies Gaelic football and this season as well?
Oh yeah, I think it speaks volumes when you have a panel there speaking about their experiences both nationally and internationally. It's definitely very insightful, but even you have the likes of Keith Earls there talking early on and about his getting his three little girls involved in football, and when you have someone like him driving it from the ground up, it's great. But there's no doubt there's still loads of opportunities, and it's still a good little bit of a way to go with the research as well that Lidl has done. But since I've been playing over the last 11 years, it's come on in leaps and bounds.
And then one of the statistics that they found, one out of four are more interested in women's sports than they were 12 months ago. So it's even come on in the last year, if you look at it that way. And plenty of people to aspire to, too. Some of them here in the room with us, Ciara McGreen, Carla Rowe, yourself even. How does that role model status sit with you, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the key stats as well from it, is that 42% of LGFA footballers don't see themselves in a role model. And if you were to ask me that, I'd definitely shy away from it and be like, no, I'm not. But I think that us as LGFA players definitely need to drive it on, and even the likes of our partnerships with Lidl, we definitely need to get it out there more. But speaking of Ciara McGeen, I thought she spoke so brilliantly and so passionate, and I suppose it's great to hear the different disparities not only in our sports but in other female sports, and even hearing Ciara saying that she can consider herself as an equal athlete in athletics is amazing to hear. So I definitely think that it's there's still a lot of work to be done, but it starts with us, really.
And then there's been a lot of chat in the last year about integration and player charters and all the rest. How do you feel that's progressing? And obviously there'll be a bit of work to be done there yet, but how do you feel it's getting on so far?
Yeah, I suppose we haven't heard too much about it since, I know the, is it 2026 or 27 that they're hoping to have it now? I know, initially you heard it was 25, so it seems to be getting pushed out a little bit, but I think that when it happens, it'll be great. We'll all have an equal playing field, so I know there's probably an awful lot of work going on in the background that we don't know about, but as long as they're making progress, progress every year, I suppose that's all that counts. Yeah.
On your front then, 4 in a row for Kilcare and Clonbearne, that was a phenomenal way to cap off the season, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it was unbelievable. I was saying earlier, it's great to know, like, when you finish up at the county setup, that you have such a good club to come back to, and it's, you're playing competitively up until the week before Christmas. But this was definitely one of the toughest years. Definitely felt a lot of pressure to keep going. Every match was harder, and we as well, I think ourselves as players, put an awful lot of pressure on ourselves, because we, you know, anything less than an All-Ireland final win is seen as a failure for us now, and that's just the standard that we have set. But as well, to beat Kilmacud after the match that we had last year that went to extra time, it was amazing. Yeah, it was definitely one of the ones, it's up there with the first one for sure.
Especially from your aspect, because playing with your family, your sister, that has to be special as well.
Oh yeah, like, we have three sets of three sisters on the team. We have, you know, twins, there's, you know, all of the management that's involved has a daughter involved with the team, so it definitely makes it that extra special. And you know, we're definitely more connected, and we can, you know, because of that, we can give out to each other a lot, and you know, we can get away with a lot of things, but we're just all very much really, really connected, yeah, with each other.
And TG Cahir, senior players, player of the year for yourself, that had to have been a nice accolade. I know you're probably not accepted here all the way to the team.
Yeah, no, it was, as I keep saying, it was such an honour, and it was lovely to win it, and especially to be voted by your peers. It was, yeah, a real honour, and I suppose that's 2024 now, so hoping for 2025 to, you know, play as consistently as I can, and, you know, to the same level.
And equally as much as an accolade, I'm sure you were on the back of milk cartons as well this year, so how did that feel? Because obviously I was chatting to different people today, and they were saying, you know, to have that role model status and that visibility is so important. I joke, but yeah, it is important.
Oh, it is, and I suppose the way that Lidl did it as well, you know, they put it on the back of a staple food that people can see when they're eating their breakfast or they're having their cup of tea, they can be reading about the players in the LGFA. So yeah, definitely, as I said before, not something that you would ever expect to see, but it was nice all the same. Got loads of pictures and messages of loads of people, so plenty of people saw it anyways.
It's 2019 All-Ireland between Dublin and Galway, 56,000 at that one. Last year, Galway and Kerry, 30,000 at that one. Sensing a trend there of Galway throughout the years. You're definitely pushing on in recent years. You have to try and push on one better now, I suppose, is the next one.
Yeah, definitely. 5 years is a long time since, you know, when we got there in 2019, you think that it's going to happen every year, but it doesn't. So when you get there, you want to take advantage of it. And I think last year, the most disappointing thing was that we didn't play as well as we could have or to our potential, and you know, Kerry were deserving winners 100%, but the fact that we didn't play to our true potential was disappointing. So yeah, hoping, you know, to build on what we did last year, and you know, even though we lost the All-Ireland final, there was a lot of positives to take from it, so yeah, hoping that we can build on it and bring it into this year.
And a lot of change going on elsewhere, obviously change in management in Dublin and Kerry. You guys are I'm sure looking to just harness everything you've learned last year and now bring it into this year.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's consistency really that we want, and we have that this year. And you know, Galway are in the middle of finalising their panel at the minute, and there's been an awful lot of underage success in Galway, so there'll be a good few young guns coming up too, and you know, they'll be getting bled into the panel. So, yeah, there's definitely loads to look forward to in Galway, yeah.
Brilliant, Nicola. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!"
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it.
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.